You're listening to SBS News.
Residents in the city of Kerch in Russian-controlled Crimea have described seeing people without legs or arms after a deadly mass shooting in the city's Kerch Polytechnic College. An 18-year-old youth who attended the school is believed responsible, with many of the victims also students at the college. Survivors have described hearing shots being fired for as long as 15 minutes. Authorities first blamed a gas explosion, then said an explosive device had been detonated. Russian investigators say they're treating the incident as a mass murder, not a terror attack. The director of the college, Olga Grebenikova, says she was off campus organizing internships for students when the attack occurred.
About 5 minutes after my departure, someone broke in and blew up the building. The window glass shattered. They were throwing explosives around and were running around with machine guns. On the second floor, they opened doors to the offices and killed everyone who they could find.
The suspect, who reportedly shot himself after the attack, has been identified as 18-year-old Vladislav Rozliakov. There were no immediate clues to his motive, but local media is quoting another student as saying Mr. Rozliakov disliked the college because of what he called evil teachers. The student said the suspect had hinted he wanted to take revenge on them for that. Russian President Vladimir Putin says authorities are continuing their investigation.
I want to express condolences to the relatives of those who died and hope the injured will recover as soon as possible. We will do everything for that. It has become clear by now that this is a crime. The motives and the circumstances of this tragedy are being thoroughly investigated.
Russia took control of Crimea, a peninsula on the northern coast of the Black Sea, from Ukraine in 2014, prompting international condemnation and sanctions. But since then, no major outbreaks of violence have been reported. Kerch is linked to the Russian mainland by a bridge Mr. Putin opened in May, but it still has a significant number of Ukrainian citizens. Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko says the Ukrainian security services have opened their own investigation into the shooting.
Today there was a terrible murder in Kerch. The prosecutor's office reported that the criminal case was initiated, investigating the strange personality of the killer and the horrible aftermath. Why is it so important to us? Because these are Ukrainian citizens. And of course, when Ukrainian citizens are killed, wherever it happens, it's a tragedy.
Attacks by disaffected teenagers at Russian schools have been in the headlines previously this year. In January, a student attacked a teacher and fellow students with an axe in Siberia and tried to set fire to the school building. In April, a student stabbed a teacher and a classmate in the Yeryl Mountains before setting the classroom alight. 3 days of mourning have been announced in Kerch. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.